Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lent is a season of preparation, just as Advent. The aim of this year's midweek Lenten services, beginning tonight and extending all the way into Easter morning, is catechetical teaching, aimed at preparing oneself to receive the sacrament of the altar. I don't think I have to say what I said earlier, which was mainly the school students, that there were some here who I know would not receive the sacrament of the altar, but I'll still say it anyhow in case there is. This still applies. You'll still learn something. You'll still learn the importance of preparation. It's very important. Preparation in general, preparation through the Lent season, but preparation in receiving the sacrament of the altar. There will be catechesis on preparation. The beloved Dr., the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther, was moved to create a document that serves to do just that. Prepare a Christian to receive the Lord's body and blood in, with, and under the bread and the wine. The document that Luther created is called Christian Questions with Their Answers. It is found in the Lutheran Service Book, beginning at page 329. I'll have you turn to these pages as the catechesis takes place each week. So please turn now to page 329. That you may follow along. This week, this Ash Wednesday that commences and begins the Lenten journey of our Lord's Passion starts by looking at the introduction and the three questions that follow in Luther's document. The introduction, follow along. After confession and instruction in the Ten Commandments, the Creed and the Lord's Prayer, and the sacraments of holy baptism and the Lord's Supper, the pastor may ask, or Christians may ask themselves, these questions. Just pause. Right out of the gate, Luther reveals the importance of instruction. After confession and instruction, also known as catechesis. One might think that he forgot to mention confession as the fifth chief part within the six chief parts that he listed, but he mentions it right at the very beginning of the document, after confession. He does this because being instructed in the others inevitably leads one to confess their own unworthiness. But in that confession of unworthiness, one is made worthy only through the merits of Christ Jesus. On this day of ashes, the Evangelical Lutheran Church practice of imposing ashes actually confesses to the truth of God's word about mankind. Listen to the first three questions that brings Christ Jesus' merits to mean everything to those who would have their eyes opened to themselves. Question one. You don't have to answer like you did this morning. Do you believe that you are a sinner? Well, do you? Again. Christ having meaning in your life depends on your affirming this truth about you. Do you think that you can simply judge yourself in this regard? Most would like to. Most say things like, I know, I'm a person who makes mistakes, and I don't need my mistakes pointed out to me by God. I do some things bad, but not as bad as others. Well, guess past what just happened with somebody who uses such logic and reason. By a person thinking in this way, they've just reduced Christ. They have reduced the gospel for themselves. Again, in order for Christ and his gospel to mean anything, one must be brought to confess themselves a sinner. And that is what the answer to the first question supplies. Yes, I believe it. I am a sinner. Now, one doesn't just come up with that conclusion by their own system of right and wrong. So look at the second question that is presented. How do you know this? How do you know what? That you are a sinner. Again, on this Ash Wednesday, when the blessed practice of imposing ashes takes place, there is a confirming that is taking place, a confession that reflects the truth of God's Word. And which word is that? Well, what is the answer to the question, how do you know yourself to be a sinner? The Word of God's Ten Commandments. And the ashes are applied and the words are spoken. Remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. God's Ten Commandments are confirmed, meaning you have not kept them. These, the Ten Commandments, are what reveal you to be the sinner that you are. These commandments of God reveal how you have not loved God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and that you have not loved your neighbor as yourself. You confess to this same truth of God's Word through the blessed hymnody that Moses did receive the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai for your good, that you have this law to see therein that you have not been free from sin, but also that you clearly see how pure toward God life should be. Have mercy, Lord. Is that your cry? As the next question asks, are you sorry for your sins? Only God could bring about the answer that is supplied in Luther's questions with their answers. Yes, I am sorry that I have sinned against God. Again, on this Ash Wednesday, that confession is confirmed. For as you receive the ashes, you receive them to reflect not only the reality of God's commandments sentencing you to die for your sins, but in receiving them, you also reflect your broken and contrite position of humility. Thanks be to God, however, that He creates within you broken and contrite hearts that are sorry for their sins. For through His law, He drives you to and rescues you with the gospel. And the same ashes that are placed upon your foreheads are made in the sign of the cross of Christ crucified. Yet again, a blessed confession of the truth of God's Word, the sending of a Savior. Christ Jesus took the punishment you deserved. He died your death that you wouldn't have to. He took your sins upon Himself that you wouldn't have to deal with them yourself. Following the law does not free you from its conviction. Only Christ Jesus frees you from the law. For by faith in His merits for you, you receive His righteousness. By faith in His merits for you, you are made holy and blameless in God's sight. As you rightly confessed in verse 12 of the hymn on the Ten Commandments that Luther penned to teach the Ten Commandments to the youth, Salvation Day. They merit only endless pain. Forgive them, Lord, to Christ beautifully, who pleads for you endlessly. Have mercy, Lord. The Kyrie, have mercy, Lord. The cry to the Lord to have mercy will ever be on the lips of God's faithful. For the law of God will remain intact on this side of Christ's second coming. But in the midst of that cry, God supplies his rescue. In the midst of God's law, the gospel is always there. In the midst of the broken